The record-setting Farm Income Report. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The latest USDA Farm Income series of reports for 2011 reveals several categories near, at, or above record figures. Rod Bain has more.
It's a record-setting forecast for net farm and net cash income. According to the 2011 USDA Farm Sector and Household Income Forecast reports,
the net cash income number is a nominal record, and it's the highest level, even adjusting for inflation, all the way back to 1974.
And USDA Chief Economist Joe Glauber adds net farm income is forecasted at $103.6 billion for this year. That would be the first time that both net farm and net cash income have exceeded the $100 billion mark in the same year.
Cash receipts are estimated at $370 billion. That's up 18% over 2010 levels. The crop receipts are total of about $207 billion. That's up 19.4% over last year, certainly led by sales of corn, wheat, and soybeans. And livestock receipts are estimated around $164 billion, and that's up almost 16%.
And not surprisingly, total expenses are forecasted to increase over 11%, exceeding $300 billion for the first time.
Feed costs are up about 20%. That goes hand in hand with corn, wheat, and soybean prices. And then fuel and fertilizer prices are up almost 24%. So we've seen those increases in oil prices that translate into higher diesel prices, higher gasoline prices, and also fertilizer prices.
But Glauber says that even with the rise in expenses,
looking over the year and looking across most commodities, certainly expenses are up, but receipts have increased more.
One other tidbit Glauber gleaned from the report:
one area that's down a little bit is government payments,
due in large part to the current high prices for farm commodities. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.